Well, when I speak about funding, I speak about funding and with a view of the Wikimedia Foundation. For Better Wiki, I have been able to secure some funding from HIVOS, and HIVOS is a Dutch NGO. And with that money, we are doing a lot of work to stimulate the localization of MediaWiki. And if you consider how much of a difference it makes, just look at the numbers, compare where we are now when we were with where we were in October last year. The difference that you can make with a really limited amount of money is astounding.
That's true.
So the question is, what do we want to do and how do we want to do it? When you say we are going to talk with NGOs, that doesn't get us content. So if you say, if you connect to another NGO, this other NGO has this idea that we have to do specific things, but people, as Wikimedia Foundation, is encyclopedic information in Wikipedia that is of a neutral point of view, and all the other good stuffs that we care about, like that it is free content and all that kind of stuff. Now, that is not necessarily always what the NGO wishes for, and we don't have people to do that. So how are we going to coordinate it? And another thing is, we want Wikipedia to be owned by the people. So
That's
it
true.
needs. So if you are, if we as a Dutch guy or an American guy or an Italian girl, we basically start finding funding and we do it for Africa, what's the ownership of Africa? Will they say, well, basically they are doing it for us and just don't care for it in the same way? Because they
That's
have
true,
to
yeah.
own the ID, they have to go for the funding, and it has to be Africans in the end who do this thing. That is what we have to go for.
Excuse me, Sabine had a question or a comment?
No, it's just, you have to start somewhere. So even by starting to work one single Wikipedia, and I really thought about this, to take up one language, for example, one of those that Artie's family speaks, okay? And we try to find people who start to help us to create contents and can earn something out of that. I mean, there we have to really talk about money with these people. I would say that even by investing, and probably you don't need very, really much, even 50 euros a month at the beginning, you get into the situation that you get more contents, and once you have that, you attract more people. It's really about that, because people will not get in easily when there is no contents. I mean, you see that already with the European languages, take Neapolitan. I mean, I have been working on that from we started in October 2006, and we are still in 5 to 7 people editing right now. It's still there, because you do something and you go ahead, but you cannot create so much that there is really anything in there that people can use. Then you have people who don't know how to write. They just read it. I know that we have loads of readers. You have a very similar situation with African languages. People just speak the language. They don't know how to write it. So you have to, first of all, get schooling in there. If you have people who start to learn how to write and to read it, they will start to use it if there is contents. But you cannot expect those people to edit. So first of all, we have to create the cycle to get contents in, from even paid for contents in some way, so that people find an interesting project and then grow with it.
Can it be a way to teach reading and writing?
Yes. We use it in Neapolitan. I use Wikipedia for that sometimes. Those articles which are written correctly, because many of them are in Neapolitan, but there are loads of errors in there, and we cannot proofread everything. So I have text versions which are correct, where you say this is grammatically and stylistically correct. So these can be used to tell people this is a correct text, this is where you can find the words. This is how you type it. You can use this, yes, but you have to keep it a bit like, I would say, like the simple English Wikipedia, with not too difficult and too complex sentences. This is how I would do it at the beginning, because they will become more complex over the time anyway. But at the beginning, you have to really keep it low level, no as less templates as possible, because that one is another hindering for many people when they start with Wikipedia. You know, all these neat templates, they look really nice on the page. But when people see it, they are afraid of editing. So you have to keep it as simple as, really like Wikipedia was at the very beginning. Like the English Wikipedia was in the first days. That's how you have to think about these Wikipedias, I would say. I would not go much further than that, because the easier it is, the lower the entry level is, you will get people to write there. I believe that is a hindrance. We are hindering our contributors sometimes, or potential contributors, to write because we make it too difficult for them.
And building off of that, in informal chats a couple of days ago, Gerard was explaining why he's going for the, I guess you could say, popular culture side of things. And you used the program with the Farsi Wikipedia, the featured article translation, example of something that sounded great, but it didn't actually work.
But it worked up to a point. But the problem was that if you look at the featured articles that have been translated, they are so much more wordy. They have all these things in there that were not normal as you had it on the Farsi Wikipedia, and basically that does not look right. Now, what we originally wanted to do is to find people and have them write articles, new articles in Farsi, based on the notion of sport and background information to the news. But because of a time factor that we had as a problem, we were not able to do that. We use professional translators to translate good articles. So on one level, the project is a big success because we created good articles for the Farsi Wikipedia, but the community as such did not accept them really. And that is basically what it's also all about.
I have a question about translation. You mentioned you used professional translators. I'm wondering how far along computer programs are coming that do good translations. I know there are bad computer translation programs, but Sabine's program, or a basic encyclopedia, you know, with all the sort of one paragraph articles, could that be translated, for example, by a good computer program, or could a good computer program do the kinds of things you were talking about?
Okay, may I answer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a machine translation software which is programmed for one language to other language combination, which is Apertium. It will be also presented in Carrasco next week. So you can. I will let you know when the presentation is online. It is actually being used for Spanish to Catalan, even for newspapers to be translated every day. And you have on one legal letter page about three terms to correct. That's all right now. But it takes time to develop this. So you need to create, first of all, a dictionary. This dictionary, you must get morphological, you need morphological information. It must be all properly tagged from one language to the other. The most difficult part is getting it from English, let's say English, to one of the African languages. And then you should choose the one which which has the most similar languages around. So let's see, like we have the Neo-Latin languages in Europe. It is fairly easy once you have something translated from Italian, from English to Spanish or Catalan, to have it in around 10 to 15 languages, because Apertium already was programmed for that. Now, if you do the same for African languages, you can get into the same context. You have the text translated by a human, because from English to another one takes loads of time for the programming. So I believe it's cheaper and faster to get this done by human. And then from one African language to the other, it can be done by machine translation. But all this needs programming. It needs time and also funding there, because this is really a long-term job for a programmer who has to get all the rules and all the stuff. But it is possible. And it is a way we are considering for many of the European less resourced languages, because there we already have an approach. And they already started to talk about African languages there, and well, the probably need one language, one African language, where you can start from and where the others can develop from.
But you have to remember that we're talking about less and least resourced languages. So when you're looking for corpora in those languages, and certainly by lingual corpora, they are hard to find. When you're looking
for
dictionary, yes, exactly.
You have to create it. This is the problem. But you have to create one from English to one of these less resourced languages first, and then among these. I mean, I know that it is loads of work, but if you 50 articles translated, and then another 50 translated. You could also say you have these 50 translated, and then instead of translating again into another language, you start with the programming of the machine translation software, and this other guy gets the money for developing the dictionary, because in that way you have a spell checker, you have a dictionary, a bilingual one at least, which can be associated to the rest. And you get the contents. So you have three results out of one work.
Yes. But it is complicated, and it will take an awful lot of time.
Yes.
Yes,
I know.
So when you look at it from on a short time basis, if you want to be ready in 5 years' time for a big expected influx of people, then, it for many languages it will be problematic. So a country like Nigeria has over 500 different languages. So if you look
we'll
at it,
we'll never be able to cover all.
Yes, exactly. So
we'll not
so
be able to cover all. It's impossible.
So the question is, what language are you going to pick? How are you going to? What are you going to invest in? Issues that are problematic, and what. What you have in the traditional Wikipedia approach is that you find people who are willing or able to do it. So if we start if we find people to write articles and it costs in a year something like in between 700 to 1,000 euros, and you have one person working for 160 hours a month, then you can build substantial works already, and the cost of that is not that much. And you can do many languages in that way. If they are students who are in a specific school, and you have a university professor overseeing such a project. Now that is something
I have a terminological question that came up in text chat. Some of us who aren't used to working in this area are curious about the difference between a less resourced language and a least resourced language. Could you explain the background on that?
Those names of those words are looked for, and they are often another word of saying that they are not a major language or a minor language. Now, if by saying that it is less or least resourced, then it is often said something like it is a less resourced language if you can have problem finding it on the internet, and it is a resourced language if you can't even get it on the internet. And many languages are basically not yet ready for the internet. And the consequence is that for those languages, you will not even be able to consider them for Wikipedia because our software doesn't support them, because they just don't exist at that.
Okay, so, thanks very much.
So when you and I was in this at a conference last week, and I'm going to be at Sabine's conference next week. But in the conference last week, I met several professors from South Africa, and what they told me is that they, and then I'm talking about professors who are interested in lexicology, who are in Wikipedia, and that they didn't even know that it is possible to have Wikipedias in African languages. So one of the things that they did was they invited me to speak at a conference in at the Stellenbosch University, and that's the AfriLex conference. And what they want is that the people there, and there will be professors in lexicography from many countries, that they are made aware that it is possible to have Wikipedias in African languages. And so I'm now at the moment looking hard in how I can make it possible to get there, because if I think that if it is possible to get this message out, and particularly to the people in Africa themselves, that might make a difference, that might help us ready in 5 years for when the big influx starts to happen that we hope for.
And this is a conference in South Africa, right?
Yes.
Right.
But this is an African society, so it's not only South African languages, but also people from the other African languages. So it's a big conference.
Well, I also think that creating Wikimedia Africa would be a good, very good idea and a very catalyst for all these projects. Because till today, I mean, we see smaller Wikimedias like for single countries, but it's still there's no one for Africa. Maybe I mean, we should approach and talk about the subject. With no Wikimedia, I mean, local Wikimedia helping, there would be no. It would be very hard for such projects to be like to have solid basis, and I think Wikimedia the foundation should involve itself more. Like Jared said, I mean we don't hear much about all these projects said by Jimbo and Florence, and we should approach them as soon as possible and see what can be done as well.
Yes, it would help if the Wikimedia Foundation is more of a solution in all this. But again, I said it earlier, the Wikimedia Foundation is trapped for cash. We still don't have the money that they budgeted for. So I, given that they are able to do the work that I do, is in and of itself. And obviously, I want them to do more and want them to do better. But it is definitely something that we can discuss with them, but we have to be realistic. There is only so much that can be done, given that there is a limited budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.